I pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God,
indivisible,
with liberty and justice
for all.
Item number three is roll call. Madam Secretary, Ms. Sin. Is she there?
Ms. DeGennaro?
Here.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Mr. Sampson?
Yes, ma'am.
Ms. Widomski?
Here.
Okay. Quorum.
Quorum. Okay. Item number four, additions, deletions, corrections, adoption of the agenda. None, as this is a special meeting. Item number five, public portion. Anyone from the public wish to speak? Is there anyone from the public wish to speak? Okay, third time, anyone from the public that would wish to speak? Okay, I think there's anyone. Make a motion to close the public portion. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item number six is the approval of the minutes of the February 27, 2020 meeting, discussions, possible action. I would make a motion to accept the minutes with two corrections on page two. Under the discussion regarding the policies and procedures for the field house, it's not a fair weather policy. It was severe. The word instead of fair, it's severe, S-E-V-E-R-E. And on page, I think it's page five, there was discussion regarding the WPCA. So in some part of that paragraph, it just says WPC. The A is missing, Pat. So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll change it.
Does anybody else have any corrections to the minutes? Okay. Is there a second to my motion?
Second it.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Item number seven is the discussion and review of the policies and procedures for the maintenance and use of the J.R. Payton Fieldhouse, Payton Park Baseball Field, and DeFilippo Field, Ryan Athletic Complex, discussion, possible action, recommendation to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen. I'll just start with, we've had some proposals of the policies from at the last meeting that we had, February 27th. There have been a number of draft changes that came in from Alderman Sampson. We basically just had them circulated to our subcommittee members, and you know, I think we're getting there. It's pretty well. There was a lot of changes, a lot of things added. And so with that, I don't know if any of the other subcommittee members want to add, you know, where we are with that status.
So Barb, Charlie Sampson, I did make several changes to the document to just try to bring it in line with what we were looking at. I know there's a lot of rules and regulations I believe it was four different documents that I had. I also took the only information that we had available to us as far as rates go. I sent this out to not only the members of this board, but a couple of key stakeholders like the superintendent to get his input, and a few other folks. But I didn't get any input back from anybody. I mean, we need to continue to look this over on ours, make sure that the rules that we have set up are applicable, make sure that everybody else that is a stakeholder, like the Dennis, who's going to be instrumental in the rental of the hall and the fields, is involved. I need some feedback from him. I would hope to get some feedback from the superintendent, but like I said, I've received nothing back from them as of today's date.
I could add that yesterday when I recirculated to our subcommittee, I added back, because we the severe weather policy in there, one of the documents that I had back in the fall with the instructions to a coach or advisor that's at the field house, the login sheet. But I, you know, there were substantial changes made, and I think we still, you know, unfortunately in this last couple months haven't had the haven't looked at them due to our circumstance with COVID. So I think we, you know, I think for next month, what we have now should be between the, you know, the three of us and anybody that wants to input, like Dr. Conway or Dennis, that to try to come up with our, you know, our drafts further, you know, really, you know, hammer them out. You know, one of the things I'm concerned with is that, you know, we still don't know what kind of restrictions we're going to have, you know, guidelines we're going to have from the state and as the time goes. And so that, unfortunately, is like hanging over our head with some of it. So that may be language as an addendum, and maybe Vin, I know you're here. Hi, Vin. I saw you here before, but, you know,
I'm here
as an addendum down the line. You know, we may have to, you know, we don't know how many people we're going to be able to have, but, you know, so, and you know, the specific, some of the addendums that have come, you know, in real estate contracts, that would control, you know, over, but I think, you know, I think we really, what I had, brought from at the February meeting and what Charlie had added in, and, you know, changed, we got a further working, product here. So I don't know if Sarah, if you have anything you want to add.
No, I agree with everything you said.
So I just see anybody else, Dr. Conway, you have anything you wanted to add on these documents? You know, I mean, we're still, you know, we're still working on it.
So,
we're a lot closer.
Technology, Mr. Sampson, I just, as he's stating that, I went back and looked in my emails, and sure enough, on March 8th, he had sent an email with the three documents in it. So I, over the next 12 hours, I'll take a look at those and provide any feedback. And I'll also have our facilities director and business manager do the same, and we'll get that feedback to you. I would share, and I think you were, this is where you were going, Barb, but that anything we do with our policy will be, you know, for the long term, anything the governor does with an executive order would obviously trump during that time. The executive order is
place. And you know, some of the language, you know, again, I mean, some of it, I don't, you know, it's probably for us as a subcommittee to kind of hammer out too. And so, you know, it for next month, you know, we probably will have a much closer and you know, I don't want to say the final product, but it would be, I would imagine, we're really, really close to it. So.
Yeah, and I'll just add, Barb, it's Charlie, that I did send Dennis a copy of the rate schedule and the documents, but it wasn't sent out till today. I'm just hoping that maybe he can gather some more information on what other towns put together for rates so we can get that updated. The one I did was just based upon the information that had been gathered by the ops committee So I'm not sure if our rates are overboard or not enough at this point. So I'm just hoping to get a little bit more feedback from Mr. O'Connell.
Okay. By the way, I'm here.
All right.
You guys hear me?
Yep. Just identify yourself, Dennis. Yep.
This is Dennis. Dennis O'Connell. This is my first time doing this such a thing, so just letting you know that I'm here.
It won't hurt you, Dennis. It's not a bad gig. You don't have to look us directly in the face when you're talking to us. It's nice. But, Dennis, I just sent you an email, sir.
Yeah.
Just asking if you could reach out to a couple other venues because you probably have better connections than I do.
Would I comment on that just a little bit?
Sure.
I did. It's very, very – in fact, it was impossible for me to find anybody who has anything like us. Mostly close by to us. Shelton, I got the prices of everything they do. They have no facility that rivals us whatsoever. Oxford doesn't. Ansonia certainly doesn't. Seymour doesn't. So that's where I believe that when we set our fees and our schedule, it'll be what we decide with our facility. I can't find anybody that rivals what we have.
I agree,
Dennis,
with the
Barb. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Charlie. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, Barb. Dennis, Charlie, I agree with the fact that nobody has a facility even close to ours, but I'm looking more at, Shelton probably rents out their football field for soccer or something like that, or little tournaments, but information like that will be helpful for us to look at, what the neighboring towns are doing or aren't doing. Even if they rent out a grass field for athletics, it'd be nice to have that information because we don't want to price ourselves out either.
The field usage fees, yes, of course, we could be similar there. I was really kind of talking about the building.
Absolutely.
The building, yeah. It's Barb again. And the only town I had found that months ago was Madison. Madison had, they had a list of fees. And again, I don't recall the dollar numbers, but they had quite a bit of a rental of like everything. So, and again, is it enough? Not enough. But if you could maybe just, if you're answering Charlie, that you can possibly just double check again with anybody around us. If not, then we're calling it, making the call.
You're right about Madison. They have that surf club. It's pretty active venue for them, there's quite a bit of wealth in their town as well, so they actually do pretty good with that place. You're right, and I do know some people from there as well, and I did not check with them, and I guess Barb did, but I could. But when it comes to the fields, I do have the fees from Shelton, and I could compare them to what Charlie sent me and share them with you guys when we get together.
Well, this is the new way of getting together, Dennis.
Okay. Well,
feel free to send me an email back, and I'll make sure that everybody's updated with the information. And also, once again, those are long documents, so take your time looking at them. Well, don't take your time, but take your time, digest it, and give me any feedback that you have. I'm going to be kind of making the changes from all the feedback that everybody has, the superintendent, yourself, and the other stakeholders.
Me.
Especially, I'm going to farm this whole thing over to you so you can go through it. But we want to get this document kind of to an end stage.
Okay. All right. Does anyone else have any input on this item? Okay.
I'll reshare the the costs that I received from some schools, local schools around us, in terms of their field and any building use, in terms of the cost. But they were all over the place. But we share those in a single document. So that you have them.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks, Doctor. Okay, so make a motion to table to next month's subcommittee meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay, item number 8 is the discussion regarding a proposed policy and or resolution for the disposal of city-owned personal property of a certain monetary value necessary for approval by the Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. Discussion, possible action, and recommendation to the full Board of Aldermen, Alderwomen. So you have in your packet the last draft of the policy that we discussed at February. So I'll let Charlie make his input first from his latest change from this afternoon, and then we can discuss if we have any other. I had a couple things I wanted to bring to the committee. So,
all right, it's Charlie, and so this is what I had put together a while back, and my only thing, what I sent you, Sarah, and Barb this afternoon. Does the board really need to get involved with items that are less than a certain dollar value? I mean, if a $10 chair is being put out to whatever town entity wants it or being sold, I don't think that needs to come to our board. So I would only, my only recommendation to the change to this policy is going to be under section B for anything under $1,000 item, number 2 there, upon receipt of said equipment list, the finance director shall forward said list, the operation procedures, who should then forward it to. Let's just have the finance director forward that straight to the mayor's office. That way, I don't think the board needs to get involved in a $5 stapler that broke that Drew wants to throw out.
All right, Sarah, do you have anything?
Specifically to that, you know, I don't know what the dollar amount is. It 1,000? Is it less than 1,000? I've something else that
that was the less than the that was the what
right,
Charlie
right,
was just
right.
talked was less the section was less than $1,000.
Right.
Okay.
No. I'm saying like. Is the number 1,000? Is it 750? Is it?
Right. So Sarah, Charlie. So I understand too, and I think $1,000 is what I initially put in, only knowing that, you know, in dealing with purchasing a number of items through the city, I think $1,000 is a fair cost. I believe that, and look, we had a request for a transfer of a vehicle from one department to another, obviously with a value over $1,000. I think those are things that the board needs to get involved in, because there's a lot of questions when you start taking high ticket value items, and I'm just going to use the vehicle as the example.
Sure.
You know, now we need to add insurance on. Is this taking the place of another car? And those type of things I think we need to be involved in prior to these transactions happening, and bringing it to the full board with our recommendation. I felt that $1,000 item, I mean, printers are $200 now, and I'm not going to get involved with a printer that's, you know, I got a paper tray broken and needs to be replaced. But I don't see items of less than $1,000. Typically, we don't buy a lot of items less than $1,000, but I just feel that was a decent amount. And once again, this is just a policy, so it can always be revisited. It's a living, breathing document.
Sure.
So it's Barb. So what, you know, one of the things, and I'm, again, it's probably just my legal mind, do we have to, in subsection A, we just call it a disposal method. You know, what that the department head is recommending a disposal method to the finance director, who in, the finance director, who in turn is recommending to OP, and then we're taking that disposal method and recommending it to the full board. So do we have to define what a disposal method is? Are we talking about a public, maybe Vin could weigh in on this. Are we talking about, you know, is this disposal method of, you know, public auction? Is it transferring interdepartmentally? Is it selling, you know, disposing, you know, something as junk? Do you think we need to define what that disposal method encompasses? I guess is my inquiry.
I would say if there's a specific value, like Charlie said, $1,000, whatever value you come up to, whether the property is being disposed of by way of being thrown out or by way of some other disposition, sale or donation, I would say it shouldn't matter.
Okay.
if you have a broken pool table, you know, again, I guess the question is that something you want to be brought to this the aldermen or alderwomen for purposes of getting approval to throw it away, particularly if it has a value of, let's say, $100. So that it's really what business do you want to delegate away from yourself to the administration?
Okay.
And if you're willing to delegate that, then I would just set the value, and you know, they could, it's the disposition of property up to a value of X, whatever
okay.
that disposition
okay.
is.
Okay. Okay. All right. So we don't have to then. And Charlie, you probably, in one of your emails after our subcommittee meeting where we had referred it to the full board, and then we said, you know, let's not, because yeah, you had indicated, and it makes sense in that subsection A, what if something cannot be sold and we don't have you had recommended that the process from subsection B be brought up to subsection A. So that's still not in there, because what if there is something that is not being, can't be sold for a period of time? What are we doing with it?
Okay,
you had brought that up, and I don't know if you still have thoughts on that.
Right. No, now that you remind me, I'm getting old, Barb. I apologize. I will add in a section six that will address the fact that if it cannot be sold, that it should then apply to subsection B and forward it to the mayor's office for transfer or as subsection B says, because if it can't be sold, even under B 4B, it can't be sold, and only A and C are going to be applicable to it. But I can put it in number six and add that in.
And then the one last thing was, I know it came up at subcommittee, and I think, Sarah, you had mentioned this at some time to me.
Right.
About, do you know what I'm going to say, or you want?
I do. No, I know. Go ahead. You can say it. Yeah.
Yeah. It's where was this list of equipment that's being disposed of, the inventory list? I don't think we ever determined, was that inventory list of this equipment going to be housed, recorded? Was it going to be in the finance office? Was it going to be somewhere? And we didn't address that in this policy. Do you remember that, Charlie?
Yes, I do.
And my recollection was it was that the finance office was going to keep a master list of whatever the item and whatever the disposal method was, sale, junk, transfer, et cetera.
It's Charlie. I'll add a subsection C.
to this to regard the retention of the records. And I do see Mr. McLiberty on this call, so, or this meeting. Mr. McLiberty, do you have a spare space in a cabinet near or around your office?
Yes, sir. Yeah, just to Thank tie you. In, we have a fixed asset inventory report that's done every 2 years by a third party. When we dispose of an asset, we have to report it to them as well, including any vehicles. So that would also tie the loop and put it into a database as a, in addition to what we do external of the annual inventory.
Okay. All right. Thank you. So do we want to make a motion to, do you want to refer it to with changes that you, that we're proposing? You, or you want to bring it back next month and then bring it to the full board after?
Well, it's Charlie. I know that, I mean, six, the item number six under Section A is fairly simple. And the item or subsection B, I'm sorry, C, where the records will be kept is fairly simple. It's up okay. to you folks, but I can actually put that in, email it out at the end of this meeting. And why don't we move it to the full board with those two changes? That'd be my recommendation. And it'll give us a couple of days if we need to go back and forth just to update my language, because I am not a lawyer.
Well, all right. So you're making that in the form of motion with the changes?
I'll make a motion that we forward this to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen, with the changes to include sub number six under subsection A in regards to if an item cannot be sold, and a subsection C in regards to the record retention to be kept by the finance office.
I'll second that motion.
Okay. Is there any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Okay. Item number nine. Update and discussion regarding bookkeeper services for the City of Derby. Interim Finance Director Keith McLiberty. Discussion, possible action and recommendation to the full board of aldermen, alderwomen. Hi, Keith. You can give your update, whatever you got.
Sorry, thank you very much. No update, no further update from the last meeting we had. Right now, we've had the defense on the field for the last 4 or 6 weeks. We are bringing back full staff or getting up to full staff next week. Once we have full staff back in, we probably need 2 weeks to get everybody back into the offensive mode. So we'll probably have an update for you in your June meeting.
Keith, it's Charlie. So just relatively quick, number one, do we have a person to bring forward to fill the vacancy? Have we narrowed it down at least?
We have it down to two, but we've had no further discussion since we went into lockdown mode.
Okay, knowing that we are coming out of lockdown mode shortly and probably within the next 3 weeks, the office will be back to somewhat of a normal operation. Have we made adjustments to if a person was to be hired or authorized to be hired at the next full board, the position or the desk that they would occupy and all the safety measures have taken place to keep them safe?
Well, we're not hiring anyone. There'll be a 1099 right. subcontractor, so that they don't require hiring approval in the sense of a person. We have more enhancements now because we finally went into a VPN. The city's never been on a VPN, so there was never any remote access. That was going to be a key step needed to bring on a bookkeeper. They don't have to be in the office. They don't have to be in a desk. Most of it is going to be remote work. Done electronically. So quite honestly, we're better off today than we were 2 months ago. Because think about this, we had no VPN into the financials until about 5 weeks ago. So we just implemented that. So we are actually better off, Charlie, where we could flip a switch a whole lot faster with electronic data transfer and remote access than we were pre-corona. So yeah, once you know, these people also want to make sure they're not coming into an environment because they're working remotely from home too. So we're in better shape today to bring a person or an individual on board than we were 5 or 6 weeks ago.
Okay. Thank you, Keith. Charlie, you got something? Are you?
No,
you
I'm
look
just,
like you're pondering.
I am pondering a little. So Keith, just give me bottom line. Our next meeting is full board is June 11th.
Do not going to happen. It'll be right after that.
Okay. All right. So either a special meeting after that or the next full one in July.
When you say, just so I understand expectation, are you approving the individual or you just, because the individual's also, I mean, I'm trying to understand because the budget has the number. It's just right. Like hiring a subcontractor. And we don't want to get into what we almost got into with Robert Half because the individual may change. It's the position that we funded. So I just want to make sure I understand the intent. Like if we hired Johnny and he, in a month or two, it becomes Susie because Johnny doesn't want to do it. I'm not sure that goes back to the full board. I just want to make sure we're on the same page.
I'm going to have to.
If I just may say, there was nothing that was actually ever approved by this board. It was not approved. It was just discussed. There was nothing ever really approved.
I stand to correct that, but.
It's Barb. And I recall that we didn't have, we needed a number. We needed, what the payment was going to be. So I do think that there is an approval that's got to come.
Okay, but
yeah,
I want to be very clear.
The
statement that was just made that this was never approved is not correct. The position is in the budget. That was approved. We talked about a bookkeeper. If you want to say the individual or the rate, I'll stand by that. But I don't want any confusion that this is like just something that was created.
No,
I agree with you.
This is Charlie, and the position was in the 8-point plan. Which was accepted by the Board of Aldermen and all the women. So we know we need to fill this position.
Perfect. Thank you. All right, Barb. So we'll get it to you. Absolutely. We'll comply with that. Not an issue.
So what meeting are we talking about? We're talking about
July meeting.
Yeah, you didn't let me finish, but you had said earlier by our June meeting, I thought, and I was going to ask you if you meant that the June OP meeting that you wanted it back on for the June OP meeting.
Which is going to be what date?
The June.
What
I don't
date
know.
Is your
that's
OP?
Let me see.
It's not going to be by June 11th. Let me say that.
It'd be the 25th.
No,
the 25th.
Perfect. That'll be the bogey we'll go to, Charlie. Absolutely.
I'll put it. All right.
Not
then
June.
We can bring it to the, right. Then we can bring it to the full board for July. Just to give them an update on a.
Thank you, Charlie.
Person and cost.
Okay.
Thank you, ma'am.
Do we have? Thanks, Keith. Okay, so item number 9, we're going to. I'll make a motion to table to June meeting. Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay, item number 10 is adjournment. What time do we have here? Go ahead, Charlie.
17:07 in my language. 5:07. I'll make a motion
there
to adjourn.
Second. Okay. Second. Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you.
You all.